Welcome to the Gospel Transformation Podcast with Stijn Versluis. We believe you will be transformed as you see Jesus through his word today. Are you ready? Let's listen to Stijn.
Hello, welcome to this podcast. I'm so excited that you're listening today to the Gospel Transformation Podcast. I believe this is going to be a message that will bless you, and not just bless you, it will change your life. This is a message, this is a truth that I'm going to share with you today that has changed my life. And I believe that it will change your life as well. You know, today we are going to talk about the how. I believe you've probably heard me say, and I think many people have told you perhaps, that God always wants to change our life, that he wants to change us, that he wants to make us more like Jesus, that he wants to purify us. But today, we're not just going to tell you that he does that. No, I'm going to share with you how he does it. And I believe that's going to be such a blessing, and I believe your life, it will never be the same. So let's pray before we get into the word. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for this message that will change so many lives. I believe it will bless me as I share, but I pray it will also bless those and impact those who are listening right now. Holy Spirit, we yield to you. We say, take your room. Do in us what only you can do. We thank you for the awesome work of transformation that you're doing in our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you've probably been wondering, okay, Stijn, what is exactly the thing now you're going to tell us? What is it that is going to change my life? What is the way that God uses to change my life? Well, it's what the Bible calls sanctification. Well, that's a big word, and I think we need to first dive into what that word exactly means. But before I talk about what sanctification actually means, I want to just have another look at the scripture that we've been discussing together. It's 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. And it says, but by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification. Some translations will say holiness. That's the same word they translate, sanctification or holiness, and redemption. So those are four things that Christ is to us, four things that Jesus is to us. And in the last three podcasts, we've discussed these different things. We have talked about wisdom, that Jesus is the wisdom of God. And we've also talked about how he is the righteousness that is given to us, how we are made right in the eyes of God, how we are declared by God as we ought to be. We are declared by God that we're okay, that we're accepted by him, and it's all because of Jesus and what he did for us. Now, these four things, wisdom of God, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, those four words, they are in this order, shared by Paul here. And I believe there's a reason they are put together. One thing that we notice is that they all have one thing in common. He says very clearly, he says, by his doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us. So these four things are all found in Christ. You can't be declared righteous in the eyes of God without Christ. You can't be sanctified, you can't be made holy outside of Christ. And you also cannot experience and receive redemption outside of Christ. All these things are found in Christ alone. If we are looking for wisdom, if we're looking for righteousness, if we're looking for holiness or sanctification, if we're looking for redemption, stop looking in all these different places. Start to look to one, Christ, because he is the source. He is the one that does all these things. And that's exactly why Paul also says in the next verse, he says, so that, just as it is written, let him who boasts boast in the Lord. What does he mean by that? He means that nobody at the end of the day will be able to say, well, look at me. Look at how I made myself righteous. Look at how wise I am. Or look at how I made myself holy. Or look at how I redeemed myself. Or how I contributed to those things. No, Paul says, you will not be able to take credit for any part of those things. It's excluded, he says in Romans 3. Boasting is excluded. It's Christ and Christ alone that does all these things and that gets all the glory for them. So that's very important. That's the foundation of what we are looking at today. And then these four things also are in a certain order. And I believe it's an order of progression. So he starts by wisdom. Wisdom is, in this context, it's describing how God has brought about salvation. That's where it all starts. We need to submit to the wisdom of God, lay down our own way of getting saved, and trust in his way. That's Jesus crucified. Then the next thing that happens in our lives is as we trust Jesus, he declares us righteous. He says, you are okay, you are as you ought to be, your sins are forgiven, and you are perfect in my eyes. That's what happens next. And we discussed this in the last few episodes, and I've made this a very clear point. I said, you being right in the eyes of God is no longer based on what you do or do not do. It's based only on what Jesus has done for you. That's such a freeing truth. Now, then after that comes sanctification. Now, let me just, before I go on to describe this progression, let me just give you the definition of sanctification. Sanctification means to set apart or to consecrate, and it means to purify. So it's the process by which God starts to work in our lives to make us more like Jesus and to make us fit for his use, make us usable for him. And so that's something that happens after we are justified, after we are declared righteous in the eyes of God. After our sins are forgiven and we are made right in the eyes of God, then he starts to work in our lives, to change our lives and to make us more like Jesus. He starts to take away sin. He starts to take away lies of the enemy that are in our minds. He starts to take away all these things that are not from him, and he purifies us. That's the third thing. And then the fourth thing is redemption. Now, redemption is something we won't talk about today, but we're going to talk about it later. But for now, let me say that this redemption here is talking about the redemption of our body. And it's so exciting to think about it, that there is going to come a day when Jesus will return, we will see him, and our bodies will be free from every consequence of sin. So we will be forever young, we will be forever strong, and there will be no more decay and corruption anywhere in our body. And we won't have to deal with sin anymore. Praise the Lord. And so if you look at those three or four things, so you start with wisdom and then you talk about righteousness, that's the start. Then sanctification, that's the process that is taking place now. And then redemption is in the future. So basically you could say your righteousness, you be being declared right in the eyes of God is already done. Sanctification is going on now and redemption is in the future. And if you have all those things, you're completely saved. Wow. God doesn't do half work. No, he saves us completely. And how does he do it? Only through one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. So this is an amazing encouragement to me, and I believe it's an encouragement to you as well, that Jesus is doing all the work from start to finish. All right. Now let's go a bit deeper into sanctification. So I said it has two meanings. First of all, it means to set apart, to consecrate, to say this is holy. This is not like all the other things. No, it's holy. It's set apart for a certain purpose. And then the second meaning is that it's purification. So it means that you take out all those things that shouldn't be there. And those two things are true for us. You know, we are sanctified, the Bible says, by the blood of Jesus. It means that God set us apart. He bought us. We looked at that before in another episode, that by his blood, he bought us and he set us apart and he calls us saints. He calls us holy ones. we are set apart. But also what he starts to do is he starts to purify us and he starts to make us more and more like Jesus so he can use us more, but also so that his glory and his goodness can be more and more in our lives and that we can know him better. That's what we call in theological terms, we call it progressive sanctification. So sanctification, it's two-sided. It's a position that we have. The moment that Jesus saved us, we are sanctified, we're set apart. But then after that progressive sanctification happens, he starts to purify us and make us more and more as we ought to be. Praise the Lord. And I believe there's this scripture that tells it so clearly. It says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14, in the New King James Version, it says, "For by one offering, he," that's Jesus, "has perfected forever those who are being sanctified." I think this says it so well. It basically means here in this context that Jesus has perfected forever. It means that he has taken our sins away. So he has completely dealt with all our sins, with all the guilt in our lives, once and for all. He has perfected us forever. But it says that we are being sanctified. So even though we are perfect already, there is still something that's going on in our lives to make us more like him, and that's purification, that's sanctification. You know, and I love that those things go together. So the one you could say is righteousness. God declares you right in his eyes. He says your sins are forgiven. But then at the same time, he also starts to deal with those things that are still going on. And I love that because it's like you deal with the cause, you will also deal with the consequences. You know, you can't really treat the symptoms unless you deal with the cause, isn't it? You can try to dry your floor with towels and things like that. But if your tap is open and the water is coming on the floor, you know, there's no point in doing that. You will keep on going. No, you need to close the tap. The water will stop to come on the floor and then you can dry it and it will be dry. But if you leave the tap open, you can keep on using fresh towels, but it will keep on being wet and it will keep on being flooded. So if God would just treat the symptoms, which is forgive us our sins, but not deal with the root cause, then how is it ever going to really work? It would not make sense. So in Christ, God also freed us from sin. And that's a topic we could go into another time. But I just want to make this point that when God justifies us, he forgives our sins, what he will also do is he will purify us from that moment on. He will help us not only by forgiving us, but he will also start to do a work in our lives by which sin stops. You know, if there's no more sin, it also doesn't need forgiveness, isn't it? So I think that's an awesome thing that God is doing in our lives. He doesn't just treat the symptoms, he treats the cause. And I believe we can compare sanctification to this example of somebody who's making a sculpture, an artist. You know, he will take this big block of marble, and the sculpture is already inside of the marble. It's already there. But he takes away, piece by piece, the marble as he sculpts. And then out comes, at the end, this beautiful sculpture. You know, my friend, you are already holy. You are already a saint. You are already perfected, the Bible says. So it's like you are this sculpture hidden in this block of marble. And sanctification is Jesus taking away pieces of marble throughout the rest of your life until you are completely as you ought to be. And this beautiful you, this beautiful new creation that you are in Jesus Christ, this beautiful sculpture that he already sees will come out. My friend, Jesus already sees you as perfect. It's like an artist. He looks at the block of marble. And as we look at it, we say, okay, this is a block of marble. But when the artist looks at it, he says, yes, I see a block of marble, but I can already see the sculpture inside, the amazing art piece inside. That's how God looks at you. Your life may look like a block of marble. There may still be all kinds of things around you. But God says, I already see the sculpture. And what I will do, like a master artist, I will take away piece by piece all the marble that shouldn't be there so that you come out as you ought to be. Praise the Lord. That's the work that he is doing in our lives. Now, how does he actually do that? I think that's a very good question because it will help us to, you know, cooperate with this. Because as I've been telling you that Christ is the one who does all these things, you might ask the question, okay, but what's my part? If you say that God does it all from start to finish, what's my part? Well, we're going to look at that now, but let me just summarize it. I would say that the most important part that we do is what we call submission. Some people call it yielding. Some people call it letting God do his work. I think that's the best description. It's like when somebody wants to push your car, you need to put it in neutral. And so we need to put ourselves in neutral and we need to tell God, we need to say, Lord, I can't do it. I can't purify myself. I can't sanctify myself, but I want you to do it. So I present myself to you. I yield myself to you. I surrender all I have, all I am, all I think, all I believe, so that you can do your work. Praise the Lord. You know, when you go for an operation, which I pray that will never need to happen, but if we go for an operation, we need to trust the surgeon. We need to simply lie there and let him do his work. Now, that's exactly what we need to be doing in our Christian life. We need to let Jesus do his work in us. And I think there's an amazing example of that in Ephesians chapter 5. And Paul, in this chapter, he is discussing marriage. And he is saying the man in the marriage is like Jesus, and the woman, the wife, she is like us, the church. And I think it gives us a great key of how this work of sanctification, purification, takes place in our lives. It says here, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might, here we go, sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that we should be holy and blameless. My friend, that's where you and I are headed. That's the purpose that God has for us, that we will be with glory, having no spot, wrinkle, or any such thing, that we would be holy and blameless. My friend, that's what we are headed for. We are headed to be this perfect sculpture out of the marble with no deficits, no spots, no wrinkles, nor any imperfections. But the question is, how does he do the sculpting? How does he do the work? And it gives us the key right here. It says, having cleansed her, and then he says he is sanctifying her. So as already told you, that the work of sanctification is a work of purification, cleansing. And how does he do it? By the washing of water with the word. So how Jesus sanctifies us is by washing us with his word. God is doing the work of sanctification, of purification in your life by cleaning you with his word. His word is the way that he uses to cleanse us. And this same truth, you will find it all over scripture, but there's just one more that I want to read to you. John 17, verse 17. Jesus says to the Father, he says, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. So the way that God sanctifies us is through his word. In John chapter 8, we also see that Jesus says, those that are truly his disciples, they will abide in his word. You know, he says, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It's the same principle. He's basically saying, as long as you listen to my word, my truth will come into your life and it will clean out everything. It will make you holy. It will make you blameless. You know, we are different from this world. We are sanctified. We are holy. We are set apart. We are purified from all the things in this world. How? Because we listen to Jesus. We allow him to speak to us and we allow his word to change our lives. Now, that takes all the pressure off, because sanctification, it never says in the scripture is because you really try your best. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't act on what God is leading us. The Bible also says that, you know, we work out our salvation with fear and trembling. So there is action involved, but it's not actions that come because of our own strength, because of our willpower, because we try our best. No, actually, that same scripture that says that we work out our salvation, it says because it's God that's at work in you both to will and to do according to his good pleasure. So it's, again, what I said, it's putting your car in neutral. It's making yourself available. It's letting him do his work in you. And in my own life, I've seen that when I deal with things, when I see there are things in my life that should not be there, it can be thoughts, it can be feelings, it can be sin, it can be bad habits, it can be negative thoughts, it can be all kinds of things. And I see those things, and I've learned that it doesn't help me if I just try to push it out, my willpower. I'm just going to do it different. I'm just going to think different. I'm just going to act different. No, what I've learned is that what I should do is I just come to Jesus and I listen to his word. Now, there are different ways in which we can do that, you know, and I just give you a few examples. This is not all, but I believe these will bless you and help you if you apply them in your life. You know, one of the things, obviously, is to read the Bible. But don't read it as a textbook. Don't read it as a manual that just tells you what to do. No, ask the Holy Spirit to let Jesus shine through the pages of the Bible. Because when you see Jesus through the Word, you're changed. The cleansing is taking place. Another way is through listening to good sermons or podcasts like these. God has chosen the preaching of his word, the speaking of his word, to be like a cleansing, you know. And I've seen it so many times that when I'm struggling in some area, what I will usually do, I will just listen to sermons that talk about Jesus and that reveal Christ. And if I do that, it starts to purify me. It starts to cleanse my thought life. And it starts to bring in holiness. And also, if you do those things, you will just start to develop this ability to hear God's voice clearly. If you fill yourself with the word, if you fill yourself with truth. And you can even talk with the Lord. Sometimes when things are going on, I just sit down and I just say, Jesus, I need to hear from you. Show me what you're thinking about this situation. Show me where I need to change the way I think, where you want to purify me. And he often points out things, he brings things to my remembrance from things I've heard, things from the scripture, and he sets me free. I want to give you one particular example out of my own life. There was a season, and it's quite a few years ago now, that I was struggling with forgiving others. And it was because some people had made decisions that affected me negatively. They had not directly hurt me, but they had made decisions that affected me in a negative way. And I just could see that every day almost, especially when I was, you know, doing some manual work and I just, my thoughts just developed and they went their way. I could tell that every time these negative thoughts came up and negative thoughts about those people, and I tried to forgive them, I tried to let it go, you know, I wouldn't succeed. It kept me bound. And so I said, I need a solution. And in that same period, I was attending a Bible college. And so what was I doing throughout the week? I was just listening to God's word. I was just filling myself with the truth. I was allowing the water of the word to wash me. And guess what happened? I don't remember exactly when or how, but at some point, because I was listening to the truth, I started to realize that Jesus' blood had also paid the price for the mistakes that those people had made, those decisions they had made that negatively impacted me. I could see that the blood of Jesus dealt with those things. And the moment I saw that, I was able to really release them, and I was free. And since then, God has restored some of those relationships, and they are such a blessing to me today. God has really turned the situation around, but it started with me allowing the water of the Word to cleanse me, to change the way I think, and to reveal Christ to me, because the breakthrough came when I saw what Jesus has done on the cross, particularly for this situation. And that's how God sets us free. That's how God cleanses us. I believe this podcast has blessed you. It will give you the keys to see transformation in your life. So I just want to encourage you, keep reading the Word, keep asking the Lord to show you things, keep listening to messages that are all about Jesus and what He has done. And I know that God will start by His Word to cleanse you. It may take some time, it may not happen the very first day, but just stay in the river, just stay in the Word, and it will change your life, because He is doing it. The burden is on Him. All you have to do is just let Him do it. Praise the Lord. There's much more that I can share, but my time is up. I just want to ask those of you, if you have never given your life to Jesus, if you say, yeah, there's an example about a husband and a wife, and I can see that this talks about a relationship with God, but I have not put my car in neutral. I have not given my life to Jesus. Then, if you want to turn from sin and darkness and surrender all you are to Jesus, and you trust in His blood to forgive you, and you believe that God has raised Jesus from the dead, then you can be saved today when you call upon His name. If that's you, just pray these words after me. Say, Jesus, say it out loud. I believe You are the Son of God. Jesus, Your blood washes me clean. Jesus, from today, I belong to You and I follow You. Jesus, You are my Lord and Savior. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are now born again, you are a child of God, and you belong to Jesus. Please keep listening to the Word and go to a church where they talk about Jesus all the time. We thank the Lord for this podcast. I believe your life will never be the same. I'm looking forward to next time.
Thank you for listening to the Gospel Transformation Podcast. We believe your life will never be the same again. Would you like to know more about our ministry or partner with us? Please visit our website at www.gospel-transformation.org. Gospel Transformation, sharing the good news and bringing others along.